This is KCUR 89.3. Voters in Clay County, just north of the Missouri River from downtown Kansas City, may play a key role in this year's midterm elections. It's an area that's neither fully red nor blue. In the third story of the Beyond the Ballot statewide series, Samuel King of KCUR explains voters there are just looking for politicians who keep their promises.
Around the courthouse square in downtown Liberty, political opinions are just as varied as the area's shops. Dustin McAdams tends bar at Rock and Run Brewery and Pub just off the square. While he's sure he'll vote in this year's election, he has no party loyalty.
It's the issues at hand and it's the candidate themselves. I've never been a big, Republican, Democrat. None of that means anything to me.
And fitting for someone who works at a brewery, relatability is also important.
I want that person to be the type of person I would live next door to. That would be my neighbor that I could go and have a beer with on a Friday night.
He's the type of voter candidates will be trying to attract this fall. Both parties see opportunity in the state's fifth largest county. In 2016, Donald Trump won here by just fewer than 11 percentage points. He took the rest of the state by 19 points. But the margins for governor and U.S. Senate in Clay County were far closer. And in June, a state Senate seat that had been held by Republicans for 12 years flipped after a special election when then-State Representative Lauren Arthur defeated State Representative Kevin Corlew by almost 20 points. With those voting patterns, it may not be a surprise to find people with opposing views on issues just steps from one another. On the right, like Daryl Mays.
Right to life, Second Amendment, our economy.
And on the left, like Angie Borgadollin.
Not overturning Roe v. Wade is important. I think the economy is important. I think jobs are important.
But despite those differences, voters sounded a common theme. They want their elected officials to listen to them and to each other. Mace owns a shoe repair shop on the square, but had taken time out to walk his dogs and share his thoughts on what he hopes to see from his elected officials.
I'd like to see them for once do something that they say they're going to do.
Diane Cruz of Gladstone says character is also important.
Honesty in a candidate, integrity.
She's tired of what she sees as divisiveness in politics.
I think that they have to listen to both sides. I think they need to listen to people. They need to listen to what the people are saying.
Amy Hurst was killing time at Rock and Run before going to pick up her daughter from music practice. She says her interest in politics has grown over the years.
It's just much more important to me now. I didn't realize that how much it meant. I also think that civility in politics has become more important to me too.
In North Kansas City, you can take a break from the real world of politics and step into a virtual world. Cherie Stanich owns OmniLife VR, a virtual reality technology and gaming business. Stanich was one of the voters who gave Trump an edge in Clay County and still thinks he's doing a good job.
I think he's more for the people.
As for what she's looking for this November, it's candidates who can bring people together.
Instead of dividing people, which is what's going on, I don't know who's responsible for that.
Not too far from that virtual world, Dennis Rohn spends time on his porch. Unlike Stanich, he opposes Trump and some of his policies and will use his midterm vote to express his disapproval. But he's still hopeful about the country.
Just think it'll be better than it is. It's got to.
Rohn is one of the many who are looking for change in November. It's a sentiment candidates will have to show they understand if they want to win. I'm Samuel King in Kansas City.